This is Green Planet, Blue Planet podcast featuring distinctly qualified global change makers dedicated to creating a healthier planet. One where our unique gifts are lived, expressed, and celebrated. I'm your host, Julian Budelai.
So I'm sitting here with Diego at Ecumal.
Hey, yes, thank you, Julian, for having here your podcast, and welcome to this house, this ecological center that we're sitting in.
Yeah, we're sitting between Villa Duendes and Ecumal, right? At the end of the road after Acumal in the Yucatan.
Right next to the town of Acumal is Ecumal, because we're ecological Kumal. Acumal means land of turtles. So we are ecological land of turtles.
And it's more like an ecological center, as in like there is Villa Duendes, the place people stay, and then Ecumal, like, you know, your multi-purpose venue in a certain way.
Yes, multi-purpose, yes, polyphacetic is how we also call it. Yes, it started with the ground of super adobe and a really ecological technique. And then it just transformed to another concept, a full concept of different kind of ecological ways to build from the insides, you know. And then it's part to the ecological parts of sustainability with the land and how to grow your own food and make your own water, be sustainable with electricity. Not always is 90%, because also we have some air conditioning that consume too much and is to the grid. So we are not, and this is not fully ecological.
It's a hybrid model in that sense at this point.
It's a hybrid model. Yes, it's more a hybrid model.
But you've proven that you can run it solar, and it's no big deal. And you've built it pretty much from YouTube videos with your own hands and friends.
And friends, yes. Yeah. Friends are the key also. Having good friends around is valuable.
Yeah. Yeah, we're posting photos from this place, so you'll get to see it's, you know, it's also like at this point a really cool, you call it polyphacetic, like, you know, venue. It's a venue for events, and we were just here to host a week immersion. I know you have many other immersions and ceremony space like that, but you also have weekend events, and you were just saying you have weddings, and that's when we say we have to hit record, because Diego has found a way how to. You know, and just seize the opportunity of how many, you know, ways you can play in a venue like what you've created. A platform building in the jungle is like one of a kind, you know?
Yes. We try to make it without restrictions, because it's a venue that is chose that with the balance with nature. So it's a good way to just... making it happen, you know. We cannot just stop and be, oh, we're just a hotel or we are just a retreat center. We are multifaceted. We have different kind of phases and stages in our life that we just change and transform, always for the good, always for the good cause, that it has to be the same mission, that is preservation of land and slowly acquiring more land and more land and more land until it just comes that 2,000 hectares just like that, you know. It is a new universe. When you dig, you will get somewhere, and then you will find something, you know. And you probably find what you are thinking that you're going to find, most probably, because you are generating that by the subconscious that you are creating. So it's just that, like, always focus on the mission, always 100 hectares, okay, 1,000 hectares, and then just that, you know. If it's a life mission, imagine what Gandhi did at the end of his life.
Yeah, it's like you accumulate your deliberate intent, right? And then it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And life does kind of get better and better in many ways when you live in such a synergistic way like you do with people that provide events, that host your space, that, you know, rent the venue or record video here or whatever it is that you know, is this... the scope of Ecumal, but you're also an ecological center. I remember the first time I was here, about like 20 people were telling me about sargassum and what to upcycle it into. And then you're like building things out of adobe brick, but also out of, you know, plastic bottles. You've literally made plastic bottles into walls. You're also building with seaweed that it, you know.
Also, yes.
It's an ecological center in which is a fascinating, just expression of a venue. I'm still inspired every time I come here, actually, just understanding the model of what you've paired up.
It's a live showcase ecological model. to show that it's possible, not in one single way, but in different ways. And our imagination is actually our limit. So we have that university there, that is YouTube, that is PDFs, that is all the things, the tools that we have in the modern matrix, that is internet. And we just have to do it. We're just free to do it. We are free individuals to do whatever we want, and we can create. One time a person came to Mexico, and this person was from a long way from here. And she was seeing everyone and everything and seeing how it works. And so she told me, like, Mexico is land of the free or what? Because everyone does, everyone can be a chaman, everyone can be a cacao facilitator, everyone can be whatever they want, and it's like their profession. So I told her, yes, basically, yes, Mexico is a land still of people who don't classify you as you are this and you are that.
Like free impossibility.
Impossibility, and yeah. You can transform any time and any way that you want.
Well, this is also such a, you know, key piece to what Ecomal actually is. It's an experience of freedom in a certain way. You're growing an agroforest, even though the Yucatan is known to be like agricultural destination, right? Yes. But you're managing it, and you're
even if that is illegal, but I'm managing it. Like many things are, but once you show the example, you break the rules, and you transform, and that illegality transform into legality, you know. Because it's the only way to push by example.
Yeah, play with the rules. Very cool. So like, yeah, walk us through, like, what's the year look like here at the moment? You've been running this for how much? Like a decade ago you started?
Almost a decade.
But now you're basically booked out most of the time, just on demand, because it's such a powerful venue for so many different use cases. Like, we were just here for a week-long transformational leadership retreat.
Yes.
I imagine there's a few more of those.
Yes, also, and also the intention of the people that when we don't have a retreat, we have open doors for people to come in and transform, to do their magic here, to share the space, and to share the other retreat, because we have single retreats, 2-3 rooms rented and one facilitator. So that's why we're opening the second shala and the second space, more communal dome. So it can be 10 people doing yoga. And it's another retreat going on in the other side. So it's something that it can facilitate things more to independent, also new facilitators that they want to come and do retreats. So it's like a push-up, like, okay, like help yourself. Because sometimes they have told, we want a less cost, probably, or because if we have less people, okay, there's another option, like. So in front of the agroforestry and to explain, we're going to put in this Ecoferia all the trees marked so we can all learn from them and what are they used for, what is the medicine that they bring to us. And like improve in more that we can do for showing. It's just a showcase of how in the future we can live in biggest areas. It will continue growing a little bit more just in the ecological way, so we can see it's a map for the future. And right now we are accepting investors, because last week it came a main retreat, and some people were saying, okay, we can invest in Ecomal because we like the space. Probably slowly to build something that we would like. They would like to study psilocybin, the extract of all DMT or mushrooms. So scientifically, it would also be a good part to have a laboratory around and make this real, no? With all the legal papers and all the regularity that it would have to be.
Plant research, yeah.
But
so can I, with all these plans and investment, you know, being offered and people being curious, and you're, you know, kind of finding the right partners as you go on this 10-year journey now, like, can I picture it like you're taking over the jungle, so you're going to buy more and more lots? Maybe you'll even buy your neighbor's lots just to make your life easier. You know?
I wish.
No, but it sounds like if you're getting the communal shala, then you will basically allow even more people to have access, which could mean maybe someone builds the house back there behind the agroforest. No? Uh-huh. And this becomes a co-investor and co-owner of a small part of the land.
Well, thanks to for you to present Peter Brady. Brady opened me the eyes that probably would be the good idea to buy the other land right next to us.
Yeah,
well.
I agree.
And it is a thing that is happening, but I don't have the money right now to. So I slowly I buy little pieces by little pieces, so everything like that can not affect in the future, without something that is already built. But that's why there's some other hectares right next here that can be bought, and to build like a small community, because this is already the retreat center, the hotel, the people coming and going always, like a in a spirit way, it's like a transitory space. But we need also the community space. So the community space can be 2 hectares right next to here, and we can create that. We can create people who work in the same space, or they don't need to work here, but they live around and they want to.
Right, there's always people around here. Like, that's a very common phenomenon at Ecomall too, right? Like, sitting here between at Villa Duendes at the kitchen entrance, and then seeing, you know, people come in for events or a party or whatever is like the most common thing. When you're hanging out, all nationalities from all walks of life. Yeah, that's one thing I love about being here, actually. So Diego, I wanna get to know you a little bit better now that we, you know, started talking about Ecomall, one of your creations, and that we're sitting in. We just hosted a retreat here, and you're from Mexico, right?
Yes.
Can you walk us a little bit about your background and why you chose the Yucatan? Like, I'm really curious about what you love about the jungle and the Mayan Riviera. As you know, it's a for me, it's a destination in the world. For
yes.
you, it's maybe closer connected to being Mexican.
Yes.
But there must be some deliberate intent there as well. So I'm curious to get to know your story a little bit and how much you know the world, you know?
Yes, it's a good question. Thank you for asking it. And I will resume it. I will not say the full story because you will not believe it. But I was 22, young guy, having a lot of money. So I just bought this land, like a small piece of land, just making a lot of money by myself. No? And I bought a small piece of land, half of this, just like the size of the house and to the back. So it was not even this size of this space. And I bought it in when I was 22 years old, and I decided, okay, in the future I will want to do something there, no? And when I was 28, I made the full campaign to go to Brazil in a bicycle with three other persons, and it was a big thing happening in Monterrey. So I just decided in the end, the other person, because we didn't got the sponsorship of 1 million pesos, the other people didn't come because we will have to pay it ourselves. So I just decided to come with my dog, with a Labrador, Tequila Labrador, like a 50 kilos dog. And we came all the way, and we were
going
to Brazil.
You biked all the way to Brazil?
Wait. There is a long, like all Mexico is a long way, no? So it happened a lot of things during Mexico. It was a beautiful trip. Like we went to like to schools to promote that, like, ecology and why to dream high and to follow your dream. And but anyways, to not get the story so long, I arrived to Playa del Carmen. I arrived to Playa del Carmen and I was okay deciding because I will not have that one truck that is like covering me in my back so they don't kill me, because they were killing a lot of cyclists in that moment. So one sponsorship put me a truck. And until there, it's going to be the truck service, no, for this time. And so I left my bicycle in the inside a flat with chain. I just went out for a week, came back. This bicycle that was all sponsored by Coca-Cola and all red like this. And they took it, like someone stole it from there. And I called my sponsor, hey, will you send me another bicycle so I can continue? And no, it's over. Your trip is over. So that's it.
Mm.
And I said, like, wow, like this is it. Like, I what is this? You know, like, and
well, so you had to transform that opportunity into an opportunity. Yeah.
An opportunity. That I talked to my mother, and my mother told me, well, probably something you have to do there. You have a land there. Why don't you do something, you know?
So we're going back all the way to your mom.
Yeah. I was calling to my mom, like, what is happening? But and then I came here to this land. I came and I camped for 7 days, and I see how was this this land and the area and make friends with the neighbors. And 1 month after, I decided to build this house. This house is the first full construction that I was making after college, like a full house. And I decided to be like my house in the jungle. And this is what I learned in the university, that when I finish, I see that it was the owner of the, but my university is the owner of Cemex, the cement company that is made all of this house with bricks and with coverings. And so we are all programmed, since we are little up to university, by some other institutions or some other things, that I just decided to break off from all of those and just like seeing my vision here. So this was my first thing. Then I took ayahuasca, and weird things start to happen, because I was there like for 6 months. I was just reading books and in the terrace of the house, in a hammock, just learning, you know, like cultivating myself with different kind of building organically, and building like with this type of boxes. A book that I recommend you a lot is Barefoot Architect. I think it's a German author. I remember the author, but it was really good, and I learned a lot how to do things without sewage system, without electricity.
That's impressive, yeah.
So it's a regenerative way of being with the planet, because it's antique. So I transformed that all with the new, right?
In Playa del Carmen, because we're still there at the end of the bicycle sponsorship.
In Playa del Carmen, so I decided to live there in Playa del Carmen for 6 months and build the house.
And it's just like 30 minutes from here, yeah.
Uh-huh, so I was just coming and going, and decided to stay here, and then just magic happened, you know. Like to build this dome, I didn't know any idea how it was, but I was chilling there in the hammock reading a book when a beautiful girl, blonde, blue eyes, like Argentinian girl, passed by with some leaves on her boobs and some leaves in her pussy, and I was like, wow, what are you doing there? Like I called her like. And she was like, well, I'm just picking up some leaves to eat today because I'm living right next, I'm your neighbor. And I was like, okay, but neighbor, come into my house and let's talk. And this girl, we started to be really close friends. And she told me, why don't you, if you're planning, I told her my plan to build something here, with container stuff or something. She told me, why don't you do something with the earth? And I have seen these domes in Panama. And I asked her, do you know how to build it? No, I don't know, but there is internet, you know. There is internet. And I was like, it's true, it's internet. And
wow, literally from the internet. What a story. Thanks for being so explicit. But you're literally, you know, picking it up from YouTube. And
literally.
And then you just started building from the earth that was around here.
No, not really, because the earth around here is not...
It's the Yucatan, yeah. It's too much calcium.
It's not the one that is proper for that.
Gotcha.
I have seen that they have done it right here, but they use a lot of cement. And this is pure sand.
So you had adobe brought in.
From Yucatan, yes.
Nice.
It was more expensive because of that, but I wanted to do it.
Well, it's still cool enough. I mean, you know, you're just doing so many things that that's probably always dependent on where you are in the world and what resource is present. But, you know, even the way that when I just look around, there's like... You can see someone's creation on the wall, like a big mural, for example. Like there must be so many stories and chapters of the life of Diego that now I know why you said earlier. If I told you the whole story, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But what I'm tracking is that you asked your mother, and your mother said, "Well, you must stay there then, maybe for some reason." And so 10 years later, that was a smart intuition to follow, or suggestion to follow, because it really worked out to be. I mean, I don't, you know, no. Exactly how big it is when I look around, but it's a big piece of land, and as you said, you're making friends with your neighbors or making them co-owners, you know, people that you actually have a good co-living relationship with, because the lot is expanding and the project is expanding. I was asking about Mexico and why the Yucatan, so I'm so glad we got so close to the truth. What does it mean for you to be at a place though, because you know you're also probably traveled to Brazil at some point, no?
Yes. Before that, I traveled to many countries in the world to see which one would I be more suitable to live in. And in all my travels, I just find like this area that I really connected more. Like, I'm Mexican, I can relate more with Mexico. I can do probably more here. I don't know anyone. When I came here, I didn't know anyone around here. And it was just natural connections mm-hmm. coming in. And I don't know.
That's usually a really good sign, you know. Some you make it sound so effortless and so easy, but that's what I think a lot of people and entrepreneurs and, you know, creators are looking for, is this feeling that when you're at the right time at the right place, things just happen, right? Yes. Like, it feels like a breath of fresh air almost. It's yes. Life can, I'm sure you have your challenges and opportunities you go through with a place like this, but probably over 10 years, you have a story for each of them, how you transformed them into something amazing in some way, right? Like, it's such a living entity. I was here 3 years ago the first time, and 2 years later, I came back, and I didn't even recognize some of it. You know, it was like, wow, you build another dome, and there's like another, you know, a straw or adobe, project going on. And then the sargassum, as I said earlier, tell us about the plastic bottle walls, because I think that's really worth just hearing described. Literally, one of the walls has like Coca-Cola bottles in it, no?
Yes. It's good to mention this also collaboration and good intentions of people. It's basically these walls and 25 and 30,000 already bottles. There are eco bricks, two little Coca-Cola bottles or water bottles, 4 liters, 6 liters, everything that is a contain, 10 liters, it can work. They contain plastic that is sold in many Oxxos, in many Go-Marts, in all the convenience stores, is aluminum plastic. So it's something that here in Quintana Roo, the state that most production is of trash, it doesn't have the ability to transform it or to recycle it. So it's a waste. It always goes to the landfills, or it always go to the ocean, and it's just more microplastic in our system, in our natural system. So we decided to tell people, to tell universities, to tell communities, to pack it up in these bottles really hard with a stick and close it so it can be as hard as a brick and we can use it
wow.
as
so you literally shoved as much plastic in so that it would become a hard brick of petroleum plastic.
Totally. And this petroleum plastic also already, works as a thermal.
Yeah. And it already exists in the form of like a wrapper around a chocolate bar or something.
Yes, basically yes. And yeah. and we are preventing a lot of plastic to go to the landfills or ocean. So it's a way to contain. It's not recycling.
It's upcycling, yeah.
Exactly.
It's upcycling. It's fascinating, Diego, because what I like about an Ecomal at large, the ecological center, is you know, that you don't just have an upcycle project with the water bottles, but you also, like, next door have, like, a premium kind of boho chic jungle village with the domes. So it's like there's contrast within what you've chosen to create over in the adobe houses and, right, the simple kitchen and the, you know, the better-equipped kitchen. Like, then you said the new Yishala. So there's quite an ecosystem of social interactions that this venue is set up for as well.
Yes. I think that is what is created for, so we can all can share our thoughts, our values, our minds, and we have different setups. So in one way, we can all connect in retreats or connect in personalities. And yes, it will conceptualize a perfect city probably in the future that it has land to cultivate their own garden, that it has your own water production, your own solar capacity to contain electricity. So it's a, as we see it, it's like a future bubble that we can live autonomously in the middle of the jungle or in the middle of the forest. I come from this
solar panels into Tesla batteries. Yeah. It's always worth saying that that's what you did.
It's
an upcycle too, right? Use car battery and have the solar panels over your second pool, your rooftop pool actually.
Yeah. Shade for the roof pool. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I'm curious how after sharing about the plastic walls, you know, as one of the bricks that you've used at one of the projects or one of the houses, what do you think of trash at large on the planet? Like, how do you think about trash?
Trash, for instance, I don't see it as a trash. I see it as a residue. Because it's a residue that is something that we can use for something. It's not fully a trash. Like food is it become a compost. It become better soil for your new garden. Or it can transform into gas. Plastic is not considered as trash. If we change the mentality to transform it to a residue, or a residuo in Espanol, we can just understand that we don't have to fight to trash. We can just transform it into something useful. And when we transform it, we are making alchemy and making this world a little bit better, but with consciousness. You know, like this has to be in there.
So we're molding and transforming our trash, like we're sorting our trash, molding and transforming it, and then building something new out of it, pretty much.
Basically, yes. Yeah. And with the
benefits. So maybe one day, people all over the world will like dig up landfills and be like, give me some more, you know, building substance.
Yes.
Because things will just get remodeled, and that's an interesting picture.
Yes, they will transform in the landfill, or also they in Monterey, what they use is they put something like a station of electricity. And with the methane gas that is coming from the trash, they power the metro in the city, for example. So they from the bad that is already happened, we have to transform it to something useful, no? At least. And, well, that's happening in different cities.
Yep. I love it. I just asked you, what do you think of trash? And I think similarly to you, probably almost everything could be upcycled into something else. Like, let me ask you about something completely different. I love asking this question. I know you'll have a good answer because there's a team of people around here and in your life too. So if you were to change the education system the way that most people know it, uh-huh, at large, like, what would you do? You can do it alone or with a group of experts, but like, how would you set up people, you know, I guess kids or adults up for education? Could be either. Yeah.
I think I show them more the world, like what you have to go to Paraguay. Like, seeing this is just seeing different perspective of life in this same world. So this open perspective and open the consciousness. Probably also invite them to really go into ancestral techniques of doing stuff. Then probably medicine, but not necessarily just the techniques of the ancestry, the good food, healthy food. The good financing, the way of reality that it is, and I think people should start their working force earlier so we can this to happen. Like in whichever field they want, they can go and work at 14, 15 years old, and it's not
just like encourage entrepreneurship the moment that the idea occurs, that sense.
Yes, and not limit them that child abuse.
Or interesting.
Like it's just well, it has some direction, you know. Like, I was not like proposed.
Yeah, was not aimless at 14. That's true.
But
there are industries like the movie industry where, you know, it's kind of normal that kids have those kind of contracts too. But it's becoming more and more normal too for, you know, kids to run enterprises at early ages.
Yes.
Interesting that
20 years old, 21. This Zlatan, Bojan Zlatan from the Cleanup Ocean.
Yeah.
21 years old researcher with 40 scientists at his hand. How? Like, 21 years old, like, you have to be a lord, or you have to be something, no? Something special there.
You're talking about Bojan Slat.
Yeah. Bojan Slat, yes, Bojan Slat. It's inspirational.
It's inspirational. I mean, you know, it's often inspirational when you see people just, like, fully live their values and their dreams of a healthy planet into existence.
Yes.
So I like how, you know, at the end of at the beginning of your bicycle trip from Mexico to Brazil, you stumbled on the next step of your life path. You know, that's very resilient, but also quite powerful how you practice surrender in that earlier part of the story. Can you tell us about that maybe a bit more? Again, we're getting to know Diego here too. Like, how I guess, how crazy can it be to run a venue like this, but also how emotional it is. Like, you've been, you know, within human relationship to build all of this. Like, it's not just you, right? There's dozens and dozens of people and, like, hundreds and hundreds of people that came through this space, probably thousands and thousands at this point.
At this point,
you have something called the Ecotheria, where for, like, a weekend, everyone's invited, and some of your, you know, like, most busy days here with up to, like, what, 500 people a day, or...?
Yeah, 300. Last year it was 300, and first year was also 300. This year we planned to make it 600, and it's good to mention that this Ecotheria, because this is meant for everyone who wants to learn how to make more ecological their lives. It's simple actions that make that great difference. So sometimes we just have to be remembered. And this, with a full day of awareness, 2 days it will be this year. And in this podcast, I invite all of my friends and the extra friends and all of the circles around me, like the waves that it can get, to come in and to be participating in the Eco Fair of this year, in April 7 and 8. And yes, it's to connect and to see to the face and to the eyes the people who are wanting this better life and better world with the different technologies that they're shown around and will be coming more.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots going on here too. We're just starting to hear drums in the background in the far distance, where, like, there's a birthday party happening, and there's, you know, a few dogs around also, and a kitchen that we're sitting next to that people have been walking in and out of. I think it's quite fascinating to, like, arrive in this world that is Ecomalo, or that world that is Diego's world, because, yeah, you've been really living and creating from that dream template and that clarity, one step at a time, kind of, you know, how you're actually living the journey. So... I'm inspired every time I walk in the door, and I love, you know, how much is actually happening in this world at Ecomal, because it's groundbreaking ways of normalizing, let's say, plastic bottles, upcycling, right, creating Adobe brick houses, like, out of YouTube videos. Man, this is, think of everyone who's under 25 listening, like, you can go crazy with the knowledge on the internet in the most positive ways possible, you know, and so... Go do that.
The knowledge is there. The knowledge is there. It's just how you apply your time. In which do you put your energy? In which aspects of your life? You want to learn to sew? You want to learn to cook? You want to learn what? You're just focusing and vision your reality. I think it's just that.
And going barefoot. You're clearly barefoot. You know?
Connection. Pure connection.
It's Birkenstocks and barefoot. I'm in Havaianas, so I would get you back to Brazil maybe for one of our events at some point. But did you ever finish that bicycle trip in a certain way, or did you just totally surrender that?
I finished the bicycle trip, yes, by going and cycling in Costa Rica from coast to coast and in the mountains and doing other kind of long trips, like walking into mountains, the peaks in Mexico City. Pico de Isaba, and I just developed it in some other different ways, but the mainly thing was here, developing this transformational space, that it was, since the beginning, I thought that it would be, like people will see that it can also be, construction-wise, will be different. So that was the roots of all of this, so since the foundation.
So last question for me here, you know, I have two last questions actually. Now that I'm, you know, looking at the moment. In this moment, I have two questions. One is, what do you see the future of, you know, your journey in Ecomal to be like 5-10 years down the road? And then two, like, what's your dream for the planet? Like, what's your actual wish for a healthy planet, you know? Those are my two questions. Okay. But like, what's Ecomal and... what it means in your life, like, do you have a future vision of that, or?
Yes, of course. Ecomal is a start of many other Ecomals in the world. Like, the vision of this place is to create, by the means of probably investor or rise funding, another Ecomal in another place, to make retreats, to make transformation. But this center is protecting, like, by itself, 100 hectares, at least 100 hectares. So it's a way to progress in the last direction, and showing people that it's possible to do a retreat center and make some business or money, so they can also have some income from it and pay the taxes. It's super high to pay taxes of 100 hectares. So it's a way to preserve by making transformational centers that is a magician would all be just included there. So it's just that's the future, how I see it, how it can be regenerating, probably having some small community in between there. And this question of if humanity, well, where will it go?
Not even like a question, where will we go? It's more about your wish, your dream, your prayer for the earth. Like, you know, if we're seven generations in the future and people will remember us looking back and like, these were the people that lived in 2023, yeah. It is this year.
I think that the most of the people who were doing national parks and were protecting more land in that time, because we are in that time, like from 1946, something like that, the national park started. And it has become more and more, and it's just private investment who is doing, like in Latin America mainly. In the States, in Europe, is different, but like I would want to be remembered, like this generation breaking the awareness and just decided to protect them like privately. And fuck it, like just don't care about them, making just national parks, sharing it for the people, sharing it for nature. Yes, if I choose it, I choose to be this generation.
Beautiful. I'm going to let that sink in. I really love the answers to those questions and the inspired, like, national parks, you know? It's like, yeah, you're right on conservation and, like, making sure that the planet has place to breathe with us, and we leave a graceful footprint rather than no footprint in the places we go. I share that dream. Thank you so much for your time, Diego, and for creating Ecumal and for having us here with our retreats every now and then, and, you know, being, like, just an inspiration for walking a magical life, one that's you could barely believe if you told all of it.
Yes, truly. I can barely remember all of the stories, you know? But because there are so many and so short in time, you know.
But well, that's what happens when you live and think in decades, not days, but are present in every moment, right? Life becomes the mystery in which we're just like open to the rapture and the awe it has for us, and you know, take care of ourselves and our wounds, and cultivate the community that we live in. I mean, that's really how life feels. I meet you there, yeah.
Yes, it's just the same community moving all around, and it's just connecting always. Being cool, being nice, being respectful.
Yeah, building a respectful world that's a healthy planet is really actually as simple as the task at hand is for Team Human, in my opinion. So thank you so much again for coming on, and good luck with the Ecoferia. I know that's always going to be a special one. I was there that very first year and one of those weekends, and so good memories. As the party ensues in the background, there's like the birthday party starting to have shamanic drums and beautiful flute music. I wish I was your neighbor.
I wish I was your neighbor, yeah. But yeah, I wish you were my neighbor also, you know.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, yes, it will always be this kind of music and sunset, sunrise.
Well, your neighbors must love living here. Anyway, enough for now, man. I'm so glad for the time we took to hit record and only be explicit about once, and you know, have all kinds of people sit here and giggle with us in the background. So thank you for ever making this happen.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your podcast, and I hope you a lot of success, and this is beautiful what you're doing. Thank you very much for inviting me.